BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Claire, I'm 23 and I'm from East London. You might not know this, but I've fallen down a volcano. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Claire.
Hi.
How are you still alive?
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Right, but hang on a minute. You fell into a volcano?
Sort of.
It's just pretty crazy to think about, because what I've got in my head here is a massive volcano sort of bubbling away.
Yeah.
Lava.
You're swimming in molten lava.
I don't know why you'd put yourself in a position where you're doing that.
Were you a bit hot?
A little bit.
This sounds incredible. And you're here to tell the tale?
Yep.
Claire, go back to the beginning. Tell us from the very start what happened.
So, last month, me and my boyfriend went on a backpacking holiday through Italy. Got to climb the volcano while we're there, so we trekked all the way to the top of Vesuvius.
Oh, Vesuvius. Everyone knows that one.
Yeah. Off of Italy.
It's the most popular one, really, isn't it?
Yep. So, we got all the way to the top, we looked in, done all that. Then realised we had 10 minutes to get to the bottom and a bus full of people were waiting. So we were rushing to get down and slipped and skidded on my bum a good 6 foot down the volcano.
Oh,
so you fell over.
Well,
on a hill.
Don't make it sound as glamorous as it was, Chris. But yeah, I fell on my bum down the volcano and was on my back, on my backpack, pretty much just like a turtle.
6 foot.
I feel the headline on this was a bit misleading.
Look, you've got to remember, it was high altitude, gravity, you know, I skidded a long way.
When you're telling this in future, though, Claire, you need to change the anecdote slightly.
Well, not many people can say they've fallen down a volcano.
Yeah, but you need to say you fell into a bubbling pool of molten lava.
Okay, yeah, that will work. Yeah,
I think that's better. But, Claire...
Yes.
Did you or did you not make it to the coach?
Yay! I did.
At last, a bit of excitement. So did you have to do the walk of shame down the coach, Claire?
Proper walk of shame, like quite a few middle-aged menopausal women fanning themselves off with anything they could find. Glaring at me, giving me the death stare, and while I dragged my bruised granny hip with me.
Did you not say at that point, excuse me, I've just fallen in a volcano?
At that point, I was just like, I didn't want them to look at me because I was filthy from, you know, the fall, and I just thought, oh, they're going to know she fell over.
Because you were brushing hot rocks off your bottom.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You're potentially, in fact, no, you are, the first person I've ever heard of that's on the walk of shame down a volcano.
And Vesuvius is the best one, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. I know Vesuvius.
Oh, yeah. Out of all those famous volcanoes that everyone's always lusting after, that's the one.
Yeah, it is definitely.
You know why Vesuvius is the one, though? Because everyone has to study it at school.
Everyone's done it at
school. I did a project on it at school. I know everything about Vesuvius. Seriously, I know everything.
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
When did it erupt?
AD 79. See, you can go check it.
Okay,
I'm not wrong.
How big is it?
It's 1,281 metres. Any more?
When did it last erupt?
I know this one.
Go on.
1946.
No, you're wrong. It's 1944.
No. Oh, so close.
So close. And how many people were killed in the Pompeii one?
16,000.
Your knowledge is impressive.
Seriously,
Chris.
I know my Vesuvius.
And now you can add to the list the name of the person that's fallen into the volcano and miraculously survived.
Yes.
I think they'll be adding this into what they teach at schools.
How do you mean?
Well, AD 79, 1944, Claire falls down, skids.
I think I'll be...
Walk of shame.
Do school assemblies and...
I don't see why not, yeah.
I could do a sunscreen-style assembly for the kids.
Good knowledge.
Claire, you're the first person I've ever spoken to that's fallen down a volcano, so thank you very much for introducing the show.
That's okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you more.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, got some people in called Amazing Phil and Dan is Not on Fire. Do you know them? I describe them last year on our Fun and Filth Cabaret show at the Edinburgh Festival as weird, crazy internet people. I think I regret it, but it is... It's kind of accurate.
Yeah, definitely.
But how would you describe them, Chris?
Well, I mean, they get loads, hundreds of thousands of hits, but all they do is, from what I can see, just talk rubbish. But, I mean, it's obviously entertaining.
People lap it up.
Everyone's loving them, and...
They make videos, people watch them. They are internet sensations. Describe some of their videos.
So, like, they just talk. They talk about things that have happened in their life. I mean, but hundreds of thousands of hits.
Yep.
I mean, it's quite staggering. You can't argue with the stats.
You cannot argue with the stats. It's like you.
What do you mean?
If you made videos...
Well, I've been thinking, if they're going to get 700,000-800,000 hits about talking about a trip to the shops, I'm well up for that.
But they did it first?
Well, yeah, there is that.
So, Amazing Phil and Dan Is Not On Fire. If you've not seen them before, have a look at them. They do good videos. They're really fun. And they're coming in just after 1:30 to talk about what we're doing in Edinburgh this year and how you can get involved.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of teenage girls are very excited about Dan Is Not On Fire and Amazing Phil coming in today. Menga's been on Twitter saying, just so you know, FYI, Phil is the king of lions and Dan is the king of llamas and procrastination. Thanks for clearing that up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we're coming back to Edinburgh.
It's Radio 1.
It's nearly that time again for the Edinburgh Festival and we are doing the Fun and Filth Cabaret for the second year, week of August 13th. If you are coming to Edinburgh for the brilliant Edinburgh Festival, then that is the week you want to be there because it's definitely the best week. If you've not been before, it's lots of venues, like hundreds of venues all over the city and lots of people. Anyone can perform and pretty much every kind of show that you could ever imagine is on at the Edinburgh Festival. Some of them are brilliant, with some of the biggest stars in comedy and music or cabaret. Some of them are absolute rubbish, but that is the beauty of the Edinburgh Festival, because anyone can be on. Now, it's not just top professionals and weird people that we want to be on at our cabaret. We want new lot as well, and I'll tell you how to do that in just a minute. Now, if you think about it, Edinburgh Festival's launched the career of some incredible people. Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie, look at him now, he's a professional American doctor, really rich. Eddie Izzard, Rowan Atkinson, Rod Gilbert, Steve Coogan, The League of Gentlemen, Al Murray, Fascinating Aida, all of those started off at the Edinburgh Festival. Please welcome our official talent scouts, trying to find some talent out there from you lot. It's Dan and Phil. Hi, guys.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. Amazing Phil and Dan Is Not On Fire.
Yep.
You can now see them online. Look, we're on
Hello,
the actual
cameras.
Internet.
I just waved.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. A lot of your fans have been tweeting. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it. There's no Wi-Fi down here.
Oh, yeah. Very excited about your appearance today. So, hi, cameras. We're on now.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
So, Dan and Phil are going to be involved with us this year because we want you lot to be on at the Edinburgh Festival. Not just our performers on stage, because you don't even have to leave the comfort of your own bedroom. You can show us your talent on your webcam. So if you have a webcam on your computer and you answered, yes, I do have Wi-Fi, unlike us in the basement at Radio 1, then you can be part of our show this year. I'm just looking for talented young people, yeah? And then you can say, I performed at the Edinburgh Festival. So, obviously, you guys are online a lot, mm-hmm. and you know a lot of weird people through that.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we've seen things that we'll never unsee on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And because you're YouTube superstars.
You could say that.
Yeah. You might know, you know, how to kind of, what we're looking for in here, maybe how to narrow it down a bit. So mm-hmm. you are kind of our talent scouts this year.
Yes.
So, maybe we're looking for, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what we're looking for. You tell me what you can do. Do you have some kind of talent? What are we looking for? Hilarious people?
Funny people?
Yeah, just, you know, the more bizarre it is, the more wonderful it'll be.
Yeah,
you know,
something that surprises us.
Okay.
Surprising, yeah.
Do we like magic acts?
Magic is okay. It needs to have a twist, though. It needs to have an edge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Impressions?
Impressions are good, yeah.
If they're good impressions.
Maybe you can do something incredible with a dog?
Yeah, animals do really well on the internet.
They do, don't
In
they?
In the dark. Yeah. That would be a good twist.
What are you saying? Like, the Britain's Got Talent?
Like Pudsey. In America now.
Could it be then someone dressed up as a small dog? Maybe. A small person in a dog outfit, would that do well?
I think we would probably notice that was the case. Unless you have a really slow Wi-Fi connection, in case we might not notice at all.
Then you might get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dan and Phil, you can tell them what you do as well, because they are trawling the internet, finding talented people. So, if you want to be part of this, just email me. That's the best way to get hold of me. All I need is who you are, how old you are, and what your special talent is, and tell me if you can demonstrate it. And for people who don't know you, Phil and Dan, there are a few, what do you actually do?
Well, we are video bloggers on YouTube. I'm known as Amazing Phil on YouTube, and we just make videos talking about our day, but also comedy sketches. Dan's more comedy, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, my name's Dan
Comedy,
is
on fire,
which is a delightful mouthful. You can just call me Dan if you want. But yeah, we just talk about our crazy lives, I guess.
Is that your actual job?
Yeah, yes. Which is kind of cool.
That's quite cool, isn't it?
It is cool, isn't it? Yeah.
Like you've made a whole career out of that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't plan to. You know, it was just 6 years ago. It was just a really, really weird hobby that only really weird people did.
Yeah, I did not expect it to go this insane.
And now it's like a job.
Right, so how do I get that job?
Well, have you got a cat?
I can try get hold of a cat.
Yeah. Cats do really
well
on the internet.
There are certain things you can do. Or boobs. Do you have those?
No.
No, not so much.
That would help.
So you make a living out of this now?
Kind of, yeah.
It's good. Uh-huh. It's good. So they're going to be our talent scouts this year. And who knows, very soon you might be playing at the Edinburgh Festival. It's kind of like, I like to think of it as a cross between Britain's Got Talent and Chat Roulette. And let's face it, we've all been waiting for that, haven't we?
I have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Phil and Dan are going to be kind of narrowing it all down and sorting the wheat from the chaff.
Yes.
Is that one?
As it were.
And email me if you have a talent and you could be performing at the Edinburgh Festival without actually leaving your bedroom. Also, I don't think we want people to tidy their bedroom specially, do we?
No. Want it to be as real as possible.
As authentic.
Yeah, I want to see like socks and pants on the radiator. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's all part of the experience.
Yep.
And you don't have to even leave your house. It's really good. So email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we'll be speaking to Phil and Dan over the coming, well, it's not that long to go, a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then you might be on the Fun and Filth Cabaret Year 2, because you guys were on last year.
Yeah,
we were. I mean, drawing cats on our faces.
It was intense.
It was good.
Yeah.
I think I actually, do I have that? Yes, I do. Here, let's go back in time.
Okay.
Yep. Phil and Dan from Edinburgh on our show last year.
We're going to be playing the draw a cat on your face with a pen with your eyes closed game.
Well, that is a talent. Okay.
It's a classic game.
Yeah, we're going to draw a cat on our face with our eyes closed, then you guys decide who's best.
Okay.
And the loser is going to get a messy surprise to the face. And
okay.
Also have to be
it's
in
not that kind of show.
I know it's late night.
I know, it's fun and filth, but seriously.
Okay, crazy weird internet people, whenever you're ready.
I'm so sorry I ever called you that. That's awful.
That's okay.
Also, that year we had, via the joys of webcam, Mr. Punch. Remember his song about...
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Colonel Gaddafi?
His people think he's bonkers. They're fighting to be free. But he's just living his life. They hate Colonel Gaddafi.
And then soon afterwards, Gaddafi was off.
Yeah.
So it's a life-changing experience, this.
Yeah.
So if you want to email me with your talent, Dan and Phil will be looking over them. Obviously, you can get in touch with them directly as well.
Yes.
My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell me your talent as soon as possible, and very soon, in a few weeks, August 13th, you could be part of the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Thank you for coming in, boys.
That's okay.
See you very soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got some things to run by you.
Okay.
Some talents that people have. Mm-hmm. Anita, who is 14, has just emailed she can lick her elbow.
Okay.
Oh.
That's quite rare.
It's kind of a short act.
If you can put a spin on it, it might be good. Like maybe unicycling and flaming juggling whilst doing that.
Okay, yep. So maybe add to it a little bit.
Yeah,
build it up.
Shake it up.
Because it's fairly limited as it stands. Oh,
no, hang on, flaming juggling in the bedroom's dangerous.
Okay, yeah, true. Health and safety first.
Yeah. So they're just saying add to it a bit.
Right,
yeah.
Bungie's got a good joke. Okay, well, write that down, please, Bungie.
That'll be good.
Courtney can hula hoop 50 hoops.
Whoa. I'd like to see that one.
This whole show's for that kind of thing in Edinburgh, but 50 is a lot.
That's a lot.
Also... they say, Phil will recognise this. My talent is art. I do a YouTube painting of Amazing Phil and Dan is Not on Fire.
Really?
Oh, you know about it now.
I know about it now. I'd like to see it.
But there must be so many hidden talents, right, that people have. I'm thinking of, like, my mates, for example. One of them does a great Harry Hill. Is that not good enough?
Maybe. Matt has a flatulent duck. Will that suffice for the Edinburgh Festival?
Yes.
I'd like to see that.
Do ducks fart?
Well,
they must do.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I think that's quite limited once again. But if it keeps doing it, like a lot.
If it can keep it up,
yeah,
then it'd be quite spectacular.
I think I'd be very interested in that. If you go to the Radio 1 homepage or the Radio 1 Facebook right now, you will see a lovely video of Dan and Phil telling you exactly how you can get involved and be on with us at the Edinburgh Festival at the Fun and Filth this year without leaving your own home. And you're back later as well, aren't you?
Indeed.
Radio 1 Stories, busy day in the office.
Yeah, we've made a documentary about the scary world of online dating as we were from the internet, so...
It seemed appropriate.
Yeah.
And what time's that on, guys?
9 o'clock.
9 p.m.
So that is Radio 1 Stories tonight. If you love the internet like these boys do, then make sure you listen to that 9 till 10 tonight. And you'll be back very soon with us. I mean, I know you're all over Radio 1 today, but you're going to be our official talent scouts this year, which is good.
Whilst I remember, I've got a mate who's wicked at beatboxing as well. It can be anything, right?
It can be anything. Yeah. The more bizarre, the better.
Yeah, basically. We like bizarre.
And so maybe beatboxing whilst doing something else.
Underwater.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You get the idea
I like
now.
It.
Yeah, I'm getting this now.
It's
going
to be something a little bit different.
The webcam underwater, I don't know how...
Oh, that's true also.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we need to think about these. But you just tell us what you do, and then we'll get back to you. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we'll see you very soon. Thank you, Dan and Phil.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, I am looking for people to take part in our Fun and Filth Cabaret at the Edinburgh Festival. It's nearly that time again. We're there August 13th, and you don't even have to leave your house to be part of it this year. We'll have loads of performers on, some weird and wonderful people who are already performing at the Edinburgh Festival. We'll have the best of that. But imagine it, you're there, you're in your house, and people all over the UK will be listening to it on Radio 1, watching it on the red button, or watching on the Radio 1 website, and you could be doing your talent on your webcam and computer. So get in touch, tell me what your talent is. Can be anything. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So imagine, there we are on one of the evenings, and we're on the Fun and Filth Cabaret, we're on Radio 1, we're on Red Button, we're on the internet.
Yeah, let's all get involved. Let's really flipping get involved. Let's have some filth right on the floor. It's Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Pitch the scene. We go live over to Andy in his house. We can see him on webcam. And what will we see in the background, Andy?
Me balancing a sun lounger on my chin.
In the background?
A what, sorry?
A sun lounger.
Whoa. A sun lounger on your chin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, do you have evidence of this?
Well, my girlfriend's got a picture of it, yes.
Okay, when was the last time you did it?
Well, it was on holiday, which was about 2.5 weeks ago.
How do you find out that you can do that?
I don't know, I just sort of... looked at it and thought I might be able to balance it, so I did it.
You looked at a sun lounger and thought, yeah, I could have that on my chin.
Well, I did
take it on the chin.
Like we're at the bar, and I looked at the chair and said, I can balance on my chin to my girlfriend. And she didn't know this hidden talent by this time. So I did it, and everyone around me clapped. She was pretty embarrassed about that. And then about 5 minutes went, I was just looking at a sun lounger, and I got up, walked over to it, and picked up and balanced it.
I bet your girlfriend was so impressed.
No, she was unbelievably embarrassed.
Oh, was she mortified?
Horrendously, yeah.
Could have gone one way or the other, that, didn't it?
Yeah, I know. She was alright about it, but she was just shocked.
And now you've done the sun lounger, are you thinking you could do more stuff?
Well, I've sort of got a thing with my friends, an ongoing thing that I say I can balance a bike on my chin.
Right.
A bike?
But I'm yet to prove it yet.
Have you quit your job yet?
No, I haven't got a job yet.
Oh, okay, well this could be it.
Potentially.
Well, the Fun and Filth Cabaret, you know, I want the Fun and Filth Cabaret this year to launch someone internationally.
Like you. Iron Chin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you up for it?
Potentially, yeah.
Oh, please send me an email.
Okay.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just put sun lounger, chin, and I'll know it's you immediately.
Okay.
Maybe attach the picture as well.
Yeah, we'll do. I'll try and get video as well.
Yes.
Although there probably aren't many sun lounges around this time of the year in England.
That's true. You might have a job finding one.
A bike will do.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you...
Or your bed or something.
Yeah, bed.
A bit big.
Excellent. Your girlfriend maybe on your chin?
No, definitely not.
Okay,
no.
That sounded horrible.
You'll be very impressed.
All right, get in touch because we could have you on webcam at the Fun and Filth Cabaret and you could say you performed at the Edinburgh Festival. Good to speak to you.
Okay, thanks. Cheers.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
See, that's the kind of thing I want.
Yes.
Awesome. Get in touch. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You could be on at the Cabaret in Edinburgh this year without even leaving your house.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here. Hiya.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, how are you?
Oh, yeah, been on a course.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Lads.
We were in Zante, me and Chris.
Yeah.
He was hoping it wasn't going to get mentioned.
But, if you've got any pictures of Chris, you can email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah.
I can just text us on 8111.
Right. I like it that you went out with me to do the club gig and then came back and then went back out again without me.
I went hard, then went home,
and then went hard again.
And then went home.
Yeah. So hard home. Twice. And what time did you get in? Eight?
Eight or nine, yeah. It was good.
Excellent. So, what have you got for us, Chris, just to change the subject?
And what were you doing at 9 a.m?
Okay, let's not change that.
I was in a kebab shop.
Were you?
It's all fine.
It is all fine.
Anyway, look, I've got a treat for you both.
Sorry, yes, let's change that subject.
I've been sent a video of Ollie Murs at Guildfest.
Oh, at the weekend. Someone else sent me this as well. This is doing the rounds, but if you haven't seen this yet, we need to put this up on the Scott Mills and Radio 1 Facebook, and we will. Very soon.
So he's in the middle of a Stevie Wonder set.
Yeah. Well, part of his set is Stevie Wonder, yeah.
And shall I play it to you both? Yes. And then watch what happens here.
Listen to Murs. What happened?
He was walking down the steps off the stage, and it looks like he was trying to do that thing. You know when people... He basically just totally fell down the steps.
Start it out.
You know when people do that thing where they're walking past a window and they pretend to go down some steps? That's what it looked like he tried to turn it into.
He's absolutely stacked it.
Yeah, I meant to do that.
Amazing video.
That was planned. Oh, I love you, Murs. Let's get that on
we'll
the Facebook.
We'll put it on the Facebook, yeah.
It's too good to not watch on a Monday afternoon. The Scott Mills Daily. It's time for another lyrics call. Let's say that I called up someone that I know called Tom and tried to have a normal conversation with him, but I'm actually just saying the lyrics to Oliver Twist by DeBange. Got to guess how long before he realised what I was doing, OK? So I'm just reading out the words to Oliver Twist, but trying to get a normal conversation going.
And what do you normally talk to Tom about? What is the normal conversation that you would have with him?
Well, he works at an agency, so I would say to him... that sounds worse than it is. He works for the agent that I'm with, and he will say things like, "Hi, Scott, how was Zante the weekend? Very good? Get the flights on time?"
So he's your staff, basically.
He's not my staff. And how are the gigs? That kind of thing, you know? And then we'll talk about the diary for the upcoming week. That's a normal conversation between me and Tom. So if I called Tom and was just saying Oliver Twist, DeBange lyrics, how long before he realised what I was doing? And you can have 10 Scott Mills points if you get within 20 seconds of the actual time. Play along at home if you need 10 Scott Mills points.
Now, the thing I think with agents is, don't they always have to be, like, really nice to you?
No.
And however weird you are, they just have to kind of put up with it because you pay their bills.
You pay their bills.
So I think you could witter on to him for ages and he'd be like, "Oh, yeah, Scott's on again, right."
Yeah. What's he
on
about?
So I'm going to say 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes before he realises what's going on.
I don't think he'd ever be allowed to say to you, "What are you talking about?" Because you'd have him fired.
God, yeah. You make me sound like some kind of tyrant. I'm a really nice person. 2.5 minutes, Becky, Chris.
I think Becky's right.
Come on.
I'm going to go 1.5 minutes.
1.5 minutes, says Chris. Let's find out. So here's me calling Tom, just with the lyrics to Oliver Twist, but how long before he realises what I'm doing?
Hi, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks.
Good.
How can I help?
Listen.
Yeah?
I have a confession.
Okay.
Don't take it personal.
Okay.
I have a confession.
Okay, go. Right.
So you've got to listen.
I'm listening.
I have a confession.
Okay.
Don't take it personal.
I won't take it personally.
See, I like Beyonce.
There's nothing wrong with that. I like Beyonce.
But she dated with Jigga.
I don't really know. I don't know about her personal life, to be honest. Is she with Jigga?
I like Nicki.
Who's Nicki?
Her yanch is bigger.
I don't know. Are you all right?
See, I like Rihanna.
Okay.
She day make me day go gaga.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I like Omotola.
Who's Omotola?
Because people like her.
Do they?
I like Genevieve.
Who's Genevieve?
Because I think that she's so sweet.
Right.
And Nadia Buhari.
No. Who's Nadia Buhari?
Because she no day drink gari.
Is there anything I can help you with, Scott, or...?
It's not her fault, you know.
No.
You cannot blame me, though.
I wasn't blaming you for anything.
I want to have them all.
What are you on about?
I know it, but the truth is that...
The truth is what?
I am just an Oliver. I am just an Oliver.
Do you want me to call you Oliver?
Oliver.
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 Okay, Oliver.
Oliver.
Yeah.
Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Just an Oliver.
Okay.
Oliver.
Yeah.
Oliver. Oliver Twist. You're just an Oliver.
Scott, what?
I'm just an Oliver.
I'm a bit confused.
Oliver.
Yeah.
Oliver.
Yeah. Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah, Oliver Twist.
Rebete.
I think I need to go now, Scott.
Labatar. Labatar. Labatar.
Bye.
No idea. He never realised what was going on, so no points. Sorry for the call, Tom.
And he was extra nice to you. Oh, Scott, do you want me to call you Oliver?
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people enjoyed that. Poor Tom. He's so nice. Listen to how nice he actually is. Casino day drink gari.
Is there anything I can help you with, Scott, or...?
It's not her fault, you know.
No.
You cannot blame me, though.
I wasn't blaming you for anything.
Emma on Twitter says, Scott Mills has just confirmed that I do not get the lyrics to Oliver Twist at all. Alan in Rotherham is actually crying. Are you, though? And has that person really just crashed into a hedge? Well, in Cornwall. For laughing. Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't text it if you hadn't.
That's true.
Someone's dropped a hammer up some scaffolding.
Wow. You can listen to that Oliver Twist call again on the Scott Mills Daily, if you liked it.
And now he's going to call you Oliver for the rest of your...
Well, he doesn't know any better, does he? I'm always going to be Oliver to Tom now.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Chris is here, Becky's here, hi.
Hello.
This is very exciting, would like to welcome all of our new listeners to the show, listening right now. Do you know why we got so many new listeners?
What are you going to tell us, or...?
Yeah, I've...
All of a sudden, we've got loads of new listeners, because everyone is arriving in the UK this week for the Olympics, and today is the busiest day ever, apparently, at Heathrow Airport. Like millions of people pouring into the country. So if you've just got off a flight, maybe you yourself are an athlete. Maybe you're just here to watch or to be a hanger-on. Welcome to my country.
My country?
Is it in their welcome packs that they have to listen to this?
I don't know, it should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Anyway, welcome, or as you probably say, bienvenue. Maybe you've just got into a taxi at the airport and you've said to the driver, all right, drive, Olympic Village, please. And you're listening now in the cab, bienvenue to you. And shout out to all the taxi drivers, big shout out, bringing our new listeners to the Olympics, bienvenue. We wish you the very best of luck. Not the taxi drivers. The athletes. This is your official Olympic show.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Why not?
No, I think you have to have, like...
Okay, then. We are the official lunchtime...
Can you be the
afternoon show
official,
of the Olympics?
Hmm? No, I don't think you're allowed to use the Olympic branding in anything that hasn't been officially endorsed. Well,
how do you become official then?
I think you had to apply quite a long time ago. And
how do I become?
Probably donate some monies.
The official supplier of nudie pens to the Olympics.
No, I.
Not allowed.
Well, I don't know.
Well, who's going to be the actual official one in his place? No one.
Actually, that's probably something where they haven't already got one, so you could come in at a late stage and maybe. Ask if
well,
you
I'll
could.
Take that. Well, how about we do that? That's how we'll get round it. We're the official...
This is the official nudie pen supplier to the Olympic Games.
Right.
Bienvenue.
Welcome to the country.
Welcome to my country. If you are listening for the first time, you might like an item that we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1:45 called Innuendo Bingo, where my friend here spits water on guests. Oh, I know what we need to play. Bienvenue! What have you done
today to make you feel right? They'll be hearing this a lot. Right, I've got the arrivals into Heathrow that are happening right now.
Excellent.
So we can sort of see...
They might be listening now.
We've got the lovely people from Helsinki.
Bienvenue
Terminal
to you.
Terminal 3. Hello.
As you would say in Helsinki.
The Eastern Bullers. I don't know.
Who?
The Eastern Bullers are arriving at 3:30, so they'll be in cabs from then. Let's see who's arrived.
Who
the Barcelonians.
The Barcelonians. Bienvenue.
The Sao Paulones.
The Brazilians.
The Brazilians, hello.
They're here.
Bienvenue.
And the Beijing lads. Got in at 3:03. Probably in a cab now, aren't
No, they're not still picking their stuff up, because you get stuck with the baggage bit for ages, don't
I'll
you?
I'll go back a bit. The Gibraltars.
Yeah. You want ones that got in like an hour ago, so like the 2:15 landers.
True. The Gibraltars belong to us anyway.
So, oh, right.
But say bienvenue anyway.
Bienvenue to the lads from Vienna and lasses and the Nisians.
We are the... unofficial show of the Olympic Games.
A nudie pen supplier.
A nudie pen supplier 2012. Let's go. What have you done today to make you
feel proud? Health
You're
and safety don't
breaking,
like
it's not health and safety, it's just breaking like every brand guideline ever. The Scott
Mills Daily. Right, any flight arrivals coming in? Because we need to welcome people to the country. Loads of new listeners today because Heathrow and all the airports are very busy. Busiest ever, because all the athletes are arriving and people to watch the Olympics. Who's on?
The Madrids have just come in.
Hello, the Madrids. Actual athletes and the people of Madrid, bienvenue and welcome to our country. Enjoy the Olympic Games from your unofficial Olympics radio show and official... official supplier of erotic stationery to the Jamaican athletics team. They won't sue. Fine. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, Russ in Bristol. He says, can I have some free Scott Mills points because it's my 15th birthday today? See, the thing is, Russ, if we start handing them out willy-nilly just because it's birthdays and stuff, then it's a slippery slope. 15th birthday, free Scott Mills points? You see, you can't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, not for birthdays. You'll open the floodgates, Becky. I tell you what, Russ, happy birthday. And... if you can guess on what's occurring, the correct number of what I'm about to ask you, you can have 10 Scott Mills points. How's that for you?
Oh, what's occurring?
Grimshaw's on at 4 this afternoon, in for Greg.
How about some free points for the group of people who are about to have their points scoring chart taken away from them by the management? It doesn't say what company. Can you see that text, the picture? Don't read out the names, because that might give away.
Oh,
but there's 5 people... and their point scoring whiteboard is going to be cleaned.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, so not, they might need some points.
Not appropriate use for this whiteboard. Will be cleaned tomorrow.
I would suggest that you just clean the message off it.
So I suggest you record them before then or you lose them.
Just
wow.
Just wipe the message off.
That's 5 people there. I'm not going to say the names. That's a shame. Hello, if you're marking up your Scott Mills points on a post-it or a whiteboard, you can do it at work. Keep track though, because it gets competitive.
And I was going to say, transfer when you transfer it off the whiteboard, add an extra 500 each.
Don't.
What? No.
No. You're making a mockery of this whole thing. Okay, who has been watching Volcano Live? It's on at the moment, quite a lot. Does much happen on Volcano Live?
It's not as exciting as Lamming Live.
Do people fall into them, like that girl who introduced the show earlier? You missed that.
She fell into an actual volcano.
Yep, she was today's show introducer, Claire.
She fell down a volcano.
It wasn't as exciting as we initially thought. She kind of skidded about 6 feet, but still a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
So, on Volcano Live, here's a question. On average, across two episodes of it, how many times did they say the word eruptions? Guess away.
So this isn't how many times it went off, it's how many times they talked about it potentially going off.
Yes.
Okay. 20. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Chris?
Let's be bold. I'm going to go 30 eruptions.
In 2 hours?
Yeah.
That reminds me.
I think it's all going to go off, seriously.
Do you remember that coffee they were serving on our flight yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Extra bold coffee. I was like, what is that? Extra bold Italian roast. Anyway, he's being bold and saying 30. Becky's saying 20 eruptions. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Volcano Live. It's two episodes. But how many times did they say eruptions?
It might erupt in 10 years. It might erupt in 50 years. It might erupt in a few weeks.
OK, should we get this job done then?
An eruption.
Eruption.
An eruption. Past eruptions.
The eruption.
Big eruption. Heat from the eruption.
Erupted in spectacular style.
Just prior to the eruption. Precisely when they're going to erupt.
The thing that really still scuppers us is when they're going to erupt.
When the next eruption might be.
An eruption is imminent.
The very beginning of the eruption.
The first phase of the eruption. These eruptions were relatively minor. A bigger one would be far more devastating.
Building up to a really big eruption.
So could a big eruption...
Major eruption.
Large-scale eruptions.
What are known as super eruptions.
It had a great eruption.
Big eruptions.
How big can those eruptions be?
Just how immense these eruptions must be.
Eruptions of this kind of magnitude, there will be another super eruption.
Fortunately, not every eruption here is quite that big.
Even a moderate eruption that hadn't erupted for centuries.
We didn't have the eruption. It isn't currently erupting.
Gearing up towards a different kind of eruption.
Erupted off the coast of Indonesia.
These two types of eruption.
Very frequent eruptions. Look for eruptions, study eruptions, forecast eruptions.
We all do remember that eruption of 2010.
That 2008 eruption. How big that eruption's going to be.
An eruption could occur.
I'm going to show some footage now of an eruption.
The next eruption.
The eruption's not going to happen suddenly.
Eruption.
Erupted.
Erupting.
The likelihood of an eruption.
Eruption.
Why they erupt. Predict eruptions.
Erupting. The eruption erupted.
If they choose to erupt, there is nothing we can do to stop them.
What a show. I need to watch this.
Has anything actually gone off? Has it erupted yet? I can't work out if they're just talking about it and building it up and building it up.
There's a lot of build-up there, and I don't think any actual eruptions have happened, but it could happen at any minute. Keep watching. 59 actual eruptions there. Nowhere near anybody.
That's almost one a minute.
If you said 59, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.